What's up, Spartans? It's Dr. L here with Spartan Mind, your chief mind doc for Spartan, and today we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Now, there's usually two camps of people, right? There's people who set New Year's resolutions, and there's people who don't. There's people who love New Year's resolutions, and there's people who don't. I totally get it. Whether you're that person who loves it or that person who doesn't, hopefully this episode is just going to give you a little bit of information on A, why we set New Year's resolutions in the first place, and B, how they can either be helpful or harmful. So as we move into the new year, you'll see a whole lot of marketing campaigns and advertising campaigns around new year, new you. Well, I could go on a rant about this, but I'm just going to do it for about 10 seconds, okay? First of all, you are the unique you that you are supposed to be. You do not need to be a new you. There's a whole lot of companies that profit off of your insecurities, right? And so they're going to tap into that as you move into the new year and try and make you believe that there's a whole bunch of different products that you need or things that you need to buy in order to make yourself feel better about yourself. Stop right there. All you need is everything that's already inside of you to make you feel better about yourself. So do not move into the new year thinking that you need a whole new you. Who you are is perfect, just the way that you are. And so show up for yourself in 2020 with maybe a new perspective or a new way of thinking, but you're not going to need a new body, you're not going to need a new haircut, you're not going to need new clothes or a new face with Botox. You are perfect, and let yourself be that way, okay? So yes, okay, separate, that's my rant, but I had to get it off my chest. So New Year's resolutions. One of the reasons why people set New Year's resolutions is because they want to achieve goals, right? They want to work towards something. And I think that makes sense. So whether you call it a New Year's resolution or not, what if we went into the year 2020 just thinking about what do you want out of the year? I think it's important to set goals. I think it's important to move towards something and to have something to work towards. So if you're one of those people that hates the word resolution and think that I'm talking about that, then just use a new word. How about goal? How about expectation? How about priority? Whatever it is, you don't have to use resolution, but let's start thinking about what do you want for yourself in 2020? Okay, so there's a few ways that you can go about that. The first is to think about, okay, well, what didn't work for me in 2019? What did I not do that I really wish that I had done? Did I not read that book that I really wanted to read? Did I not take that course that I really wanted to take? Did I not learn that language that I was dying to learn? Or did I not run that Spartan race that I wish that I had, okay? So think about 2019 and what you didn't have that maybe you wish that you could bring into 2020. Now, let's be realistic about the goals and the expectations that you have for yourself, okay? Let's say you're not a reader and your goal is to read one book every week. Yeah, well, you're maybe not gonna do that, okay? What about if you just read 3 books for the year? Sounds like a great start to me. I can tell you that I wish that I was a reader, and sometimes I proclaim myself to be, but I'll be honest, sometimes it's really difficult for me to just sit down and read. So I have to be honest with myself around, okay, I would love to read maybe 4 books a month, but probably I'm gonna read one, and I have to be okay with that. It doesn't mean that I'm a horrible reader, and it certainly doesn't mean that I'm not smart. It just means that things pull me in other directions, and sometimes I don't prioritize it. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm okay with it, because if I get 1 book read a month, that's all right. That's a good goal for me, okay? So think about what the goal is for you. Same with running, activity, and exercise. Sometimes people move into the year and they set these huge, lofty goals. Like, I want to run a 50K by the end of the year. Okay, but if you're not a runner, what if you just started with a 5K? Okay? What if you just started with joining a running group? What if you didn't even put distance in there? Okay? So really think about, how can my goal actually meet where I am today? Not where I want to be at the end of 2020, but where I am today. Okay, so another part of setting goals or setting resolutions, if you like that word, that I think is important is roping somebody in, making it public, bringing in an accountability. Yes, that's an accountability buddy. I just combined the words. See what I did there? Accountability. So bringing in somebody in who can also support you in your goal. So let's say, again, your goal is reading a certain number of books for the year. Well, what if you loop somebody in who you know actually can help support you in that goal? So that wouldn't look like somebody who hates reading. No, they probably wouldn't support you very well. But it could look like joining a book club Or reaching out to a family member that you know loves reading and saying, hey, I really want to read 6 books this year. Could you recommend 2 and maybe hold me accountable to reading those 2 books? Great, done, did it. Let's say you have an activity goal, right? Your goal is to run a 5K by the end of the year. Well, what if you reached out to one of your friends who's super active and asked if they can help hold you accountable? Or what if you joined a running group? You could do that too. So the point is to loop somebody in that's going to support your goal and not make you feel bad about it if you don't move towards it, but hold you accountable, right? And check in with you regularly, okay? So those are just some ways that you can move into 2020 with goals at the forefront, hoping to meet those expectations. And remember, you are wonderful as you are. There is no new you that needs to present itself in the new year. I'll see you in 2020.